Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth again on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we ended with these words. There is a great need for us to spiritually discern the difference between soul and spirit. And in order to do so, we must discern Christ. Wow, let me say that again. This is so important. There's a great need in us to spiritually discern the difference between soul and spirit. And in order to do so, we must be able to discern Christ. Also, we said that we would begin a new section, the purposes of God in all of this. You know, Christianity, my friend, is essentially heavenly in nature. Sometimes the term spiritual is often used. Thus, Christianity is embodied in the person of Christ. Let me say that again. Christianity is embodied in the person of Christ. Something not of this world. It, Christianity, came down from heaven when Jesus came down from heaven. Let me say that again. Christianity came down from heaven when Jesus came down from heaven. And in Acts 2, we see where God's Spirit began to dwell in the people. In short, Christianity is Christ in us. Wow, Christianity is Christ in us. Christianity is us in Christ, living in Christ life. Wow. And as I have taught, Jesus is, you know, is not of this world. So, nor is Christianity. Jesus is from above. Thus, when we receive him, we are also from above in him. Now, when we receive Christ, we do not become Christ. Oh, no. Neither do we leave this mortal body of our natural realm, or at least in this age. Thus, despite the fact that we receive life from above, we receive it as flesh and blood, human beings. As noted, the new creature, and that was being in 2 Corinthians 5:17, is Christ in us. Christ joined to us in spirit, and you can see that in 1 Corinthians 6:17. But all that remains outside of that spiritual union is not born again, or it is not saved. Everything outside of that union between us and Christ remains earthly. So this is why and how the purposes of God is our life. And if Christ is not our life, then we are not saved. We have no life in us. We are dead men and women walking and working our way to hell and ultimately to the lake of fire. My friend, Christ is to be our life. Let me say that again. Christ is to be our life. You know, our life is not something that God gives us. Oh, no. God gives us Christ, in whom is all life. Let me say that again. Wow. God gives us Christ, in whom is all life. Yes, we are alive, and our blood is coursing throughout our body, and we grow up, from a baby born of a woman, and only a woman. We learn, we love, we gain knowledge. Well, some people gain wisdom. We marry, but you know, and then we, you know, then we have babies, and we repeat this process over and over, you know, as we have each child. But that is not the life that I'm talking about. Oh, no. Christ as our life means that we are to be governed by his life. Christ as our life means that we are to be governed by his life. We are to know him and to draw upon him as the very sole resource for all we need, both spiritually and physically. Now, contrast is with the purposes of Satan, to keep us in the old life, any life outside of Christ, anything in us that is born of the earth. Satan wants us to be governed by that which is outside of Christ, the natural, the earthly, the fleshly, all that is of our soul where sin dwells. And there's a reason for this purpose, and this is why it's his goal. The earthly remains the territory of Satan. Let me say that again. The earthly remains the territory of Satan. Satan is the little g, little god of this world. He is the little g, little god of all of those that are not born from above, all those that are not saved. That's right. Either we are born from above, saved, or we are born of the earth. Thus, to the extent that we set our mind and heart on the things of the earth. Wow. Now, I'm not talking about the planet Earth. I'm talking about the things of this world, the systems, the way that we do things. All you have to do is just turn on TV and you know what I'm talking about. The way of doing things outside of what the Bible says and what God wants to see happen in our life. To the extent that we trust in our natural self, to that extent that the earth is our life, we are living on Satan's ground, and he will have access through the earthly aspects of our human makeup. Make no mistake, my friend, Satan is alive and well on the earth today. God says all throughout the scriptures, do not commit abortion, yet all that commit it and those that help commit abortion, they are of the earth, they are earthling. God says all throughout the scriptures, you know, sodomy and lesbianism is an abomination in his sight. Well, all of those that is, you know, profess to be a sodomite or a lesbian or even a transgender are earthly. They're not born from above. They're not saved. No, they're not. And they're on their way to the lake of fire. And those who support such evils in the world are also on their way to the lake of fire. Unless they confess, that's right, unless they confess and they ask God's forgiveness and then they repent and they start living out of Christ instead of Satan. I am so puzzled to the number of Christians who say that they are born from above, that they are saved, but they profess and they support ungodly agendas and ungodly politicians that support things that God clearly says are ungodly. Oh no, my friend, they are deceived by the little g, the little god of this world, Satan. And unless they wake up and turn towards God, they will stand someday before a holy God and be judged. And why? Because they chose to be deceived and serve the little god of this world. That's right. Separated from the big G God of this world for all of eternity and end up in the lake of fire. Make no mistake, my friend, wake up now. It is an eternal choice that we make every day of our life. Wow. The big G God is so gracious and he gives us time to change our heart. But there will come a day, there will come a time on earth when time will be no more. That's right, time will be no more for all of us. Again, the old life in Adam is the essential earthly. Adam, being the first man who sinned, is disobedient, gave the earth over to Satan. Paul writes in Romans 5 and 12, wherefore, as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed on to all men, for all have sinned. The primary characteristic is self-possession. That's right, self-possession. Self-ownership against belonging to Christ. The full expression of that which is earthly. Wow. Alienated from God and is spiritually dead. To the degree that we live in that realm, possessing ourselves, trusting in ourselves, not necessarily in just being immoral or evil, but also in religious ways, to that extent, we will make the earthly our life. And make no mistake, my friend, we will be on Satan's territory, and give him access to our lives. Wow. More next week as we continue to look at the heavenly versus the earthly. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week. And, you know, this is making sense. If you ever have any questions, feel free to give me a call at 910-382-9287. We can contend, as the Bible says, we can talk about it. Because unless you know, you are led by Satan and you will end up in the lake of fire. Amen. God bless, and we will talk to you all next week. Amen.